Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line now is Audrey Wenink. Audrey, welcome to the show. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well.
That's not why we asked you to join us today, but isn't that a funny story? You are the you're the Director of Transportation at the Metropolitan Planning Council. It's your organization's name that's on the mayor's proposal to raise the rideshare taxes in the city. Tell me how that's going to work.
Right. So they are proposing to increase the fee on Uber and Lyft and Via. So those are different rideshare companies that operate in the city, particularly for trips in the downtown. So they would increase for a person that's riding alone in a Lyft or an Uber, there would be an increase of $1.75 if they start or end their trip in a downtown zone.
Yeah. The Tribune had a chart out. Tell me if this makes sense. So in order to reduce congestion, say, and to raise revenue, and this might generate $40 million, the mayor's got a budget gap to fill. If you're in the city, a single ride, if you're just riding by yourself the way a lot of folks do, you're not doing a ride share. Currently, there's a 72-cent tax. It'll go up 53 cents to $1.25. If you go in the downtown zone where congestion is greatest, and it's not just the loop, it's a little broader than that, instead of paying the 72 cents you pay, you'll pay $3. It'll go up $2.28. So everybody's going, and if you share a ride, though, in the city, it goes down 7 cents. If you share a ride in the city in the downtown zone where it's most congested, it goes up, but not as much. It only goes up 53 cents. So your takeaways are better to share a ride share. And if you go downtown, you're going to pay 2.25 more. If you go downtown, you're going to pay 53 cents more if you share it with somebody. So the city's trying to reduce congestion and make some money. That's how I read this. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I think it's a policy that emphasizes that shared rides are more efficient. They're better for the environment. They're better at reducing congestion. They're using pricing to incentivize those rides.
This may shock you, but Uber's not crazy about this.
Well, Lyft and Uber actually, were supporters of congestion pricing in New York. And I think, there's a couple ways to look at it. If this reduces overall congestion for the people that really need to be in a car, then they'll be able to get there faster.
Does this, hurt low-income people more than people who have enough money to pay the extra fee? Congestion doesn't bother me if I've got $3 more in my pocket, and now there will be fewer cars. But for a poorer person, now they're going to have to take a bus or find an alternate way or just pay the extra money, and it's going to cost them on a percentage basis more.
Well, I think actually the reason that it was structured like this was to take into account equity, to help people with lower incomes. The majority of rides that are requested on the south and west sides and in lower income communities are shared. And so if you're taking a shared ride in from one community to another, and the majority are not downtown, the majority are from one neighborhood to another, you're actually going to get a slight break. A shared trip.
If you ride with somebody else, yeah, shared trip. Are you going to do this to taxi cabs as well? Are you going to increase the tax on taxi rides?
Yeah. Well, we're not setting the policy. The city is. Currently, this policy only applies to ride-hail companies.
What about that? Should it apply to taxis too?
I think the question, there is a much broader question here, and that's what are the overall policies for transportation. So the city does state that they plan, using some of the revenue that's generated, to do a really broad congestion pricing policy study. So we can expect, you know, more research in this area that would be much more comprehensive, that might include taxis, that might include other types of vehicles, so that this is just the beginning.
Audrey Wenig is the director of transportation at the Metropolitan Planning Council. She's been on with us before. She knows this stuff. But you're right. This, I may have attributed this to you. This is not the Metropolitan Planning Council that would implement this tax increase. It's the city, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the ones who assess these taxes and license these companies.
And are you advising them on it? Do you have an opinion about this? Should it be higher or lower? Is this the right amount? What do you all think about this?
Yeah, I mean, the city has consulted with advocates, including our organization and others. And we generally support this. I mean, it's a good policy to try to disincentivize the most inefficient and least sustainable types of auto trips.
The other thing we thought for congestion pricing was going to be, if you bring a vehicle into the city at all, you're going to pay $12 or whatever the heck it is. In London, they do that in London, as you know. What do you all think of that? Is that coming, and is that a good idea?
Yeah, again, there's going to be a comprehensive study that's done. I mean, Chicago's very different from London or New York, so we need to know what we're doing before we make a broad policy like that.
So you're going to hold on that one, huh?
Yeah, we just need to do more research before we make any type of other decisions. I don't know that that's really the right solution for Chicago.
Yeah, it's a rock and a hard place. We need the money, and it is crowded, but it's not New York. It's sure not London. So we'll cross that bridge, no pun intended, when we get there. For now, though, sounds like this tax, at least according to you all, isn't a bad idea. The mayor likes it. We'll talk to Uber and Lyft in the next half hour. Audrey, it's nice to hear your voice again. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Audrey Wenig's the director of transportation at the Metropolitan Planning Council.